An army marches on its stomach, as the saying goes, but it fights with ammunition. And right now in the U.S. military, there's a shortage. Action in Iraq and Afghanistan, combined with an increase in live-fire training exercises, have put a strain on the military's resources. Demand for small-caliber ammunition is at its highest since the Vietnam era. The scarcity is not affecting combat operations, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, the demand is straining capacity at the government's only ammunition plant.
When the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant was built in the 1940s, it was one of a dozen plants making bullets for the war effort. Then Senator Harry Truman was responsible for siting it in his hometown of Independence, Missouri. This is a huge facility, with more than 100 buildings scattered over 4,000 acres. During World War II, 20,000 people worked here. Today, many of the buildings are shut down, and most of the work takes place with just 1,800 employees in three factory buildings. Increased demand has forced Lake City to triple production over just the last 3 years. Plant manager Karen Davies says Lake City now produces 1 billion rounds of ammunition a year and operates around the clock.
2 o'clock in the morning, you'd see all of the ammunition buildings producing ammunition, pulling brass and loading it and putting bullets out. Every one of these buildings is as busy at 2 o'clock as it is right now.
Some of the reasons for the increased demand are obvious. Nearly 150,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan require a lot of ammunition. Some of it also has to do with the nature of the conflicts. The fighting in Iraq has mostly involved small arms, rather than the rockets, artillery, and tank rounds fired during the Gulf War. But much of the demand for ammunition has been created by new training requirements. The head of Army Materiel Command, General Paul Kern, says now even support troops are receiving extensive training with live ammunition.
On this very nonlinear battlefields that we are seeing, whether they're in Afghanistan, Iraq, or what we projected even for the future for our types of operations, everybody has to be prepared to defend themselves. Many of our logistics elements, as you've seen, find themselves caught up in the middle of firefights, just doing their job of delivering supplies.
The Lake City Ammunition Plant is run for the government by Alliant Tech Systems, a defense contractor that also supplies rocket boosters for the space shuttle. There's little about this plant, though, that's high tech. The building dates back to the 1940s. Much of the equipment was installed in the 1970s. But it's productive. 4 million rounds of ammunition for M16s are produced here each day. Karen Davies shows off the production line, where each minute 1,200 small brass pieces are transformed into shell casings.
We're putting the powder that comes from a chute upstairs into each case, and then we're inserting a bullet. So this is loading. So you're going to end up with a completed round. It's going to have everything in it you need.
Although it's done at higher speeds and to more demanding specifications, the work here is similar to that done in factories that make ammunition for the commercial market. In fact, to offset the ammunition shortage, the Pentagon has signed up two private companies to produce an additional 70 million rounds of ammunition a month. General Kern says production may not be adequate to meet the new training demands until next year, but he's confident that combat troops won't suffer.
Clearly, the first priority is that units that are in a combat theater have all the munitions they need to conduct their operations. And then we ensure that all of the people who are deploying to those theaters have all the munitions that they have so that they're ready when they arrive in that theater.
Military writer and retired Army Colonel David Hackworth says he became concerned about the ammunition shortage issue after hearing complaints from troops stationed around the world. Hackworth says not having enough live ammunition for training does affect combat troops.
What you want to do in training is make training as much like battle as possible. If you do that, you reduce your casualties. There's an old axiom, the more sweat on the training field, the less blood on the battlefield. And because we don't have sufficient training ammunition, there just ain't enough sweat on the training field.
Hackworth also questions the military's reliance on just one facility, Lake City, to produce nearly all of the nation's ammunition. An accident or a terrorist attack there, he says, would be potentially devastating. Questions about the ammunition shortage and what to do about it are expected to be part of budget discussions beginning next week before the House Armed Services Committee. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.